Ah, good evening, traveler, and welcome to the Penumbra. Tonight's tale is... The Perils of Pelennor.
Kid, wake up.
What's... What? Are we there already?
Not yet. A few hours left at this pace. But keep your eyes open, this part of the wilds. I don't know. Something doesn't feel right.
And you woke me up for that? Listen, buddy. You and I might both be guards now, but one day I'm gonna run this place.
Keep
and
your voice down. Shh. Did you hear that?
The carriage! It bit off the whole top of the damn carriage!
Saints! Aim! Run!
The hell was that thing? I've never seen a crocodile that big.
Don't waste your breath. I took our delivery with us. If that big lizard scares you, you don't want to see what the boss does when we lose a package.
Can you shut that monocle thing up?
That's not coming from me, kid.
What?
Saints' sake!
The big scaly thing you moron, you ran us right back to it!
Hold it! Whoa. This smells like magic. We'll only wear ourselves to nothing trying to run. Behind that tree, we need to hide a second. Think this through. There. I think we lost the... whatever that monster was.
I could have taken it. I just didn't feel like it. I can fight anything, pretty much. I just gotta be in the mood. And...
the damn thing can hear you, you idiot! Don't talk unless you have to. I think I have a plan. Listen carefully, because I'm only gonna explain this once.
I'm sorry. Hello, who are you again?
My name?
You think I care, pal? I don't care. I've never cared less,
but... quiet!
Oh, hell. Oh, no. The hell just grabbed your feet. Roots!
Some kind of... forest magic. Kid, here. Finish the delivery. And forget about me if you know what's good for you. Package, this true sight monocular. It'll show you the way to the fortress.
Yeah, thanks, old man. See ya!
You!
Poor old guy. Never even knew his name.
It's...
all right, Ingenue. All right, champ, you got this. Go straight for the horses and...
That's enough of that. Speak quickly and to the point. Are you employed by Sir Pelennor, the Preparid?
Sure.
And was your cart returning to his fortress when you met your accident?
Yeah.
And where might that fortress be, precisely?
I don't know.
Perhaps now you remember?
I never knew, honest. I swear it on that other guy's grave.
You have but one life, boy, whereas we may stop all the carriages we like. I would remind you that this is not a bluff. You can fail twice.
Hey, come on, lady. I'm brand new here, all right? This is only my first day, and I only took the job because the benefits and I got three kids, see it?
Ale! Ale!
That's you, hon.
I don't talk to her when she sounds like that. That's my rule.
Oh, I should try that. She must be so much nicer when you ignore all the mean parts. Never mind. That sounds no fun at all.
Ale! This is not a criticism. I am modifying our plan.
Sure. Okay. What's up?
Would you please ask the other guard the location of Sir Pelennor's fortress?
Yeah, but it's going to be a while.
We've spoken about this. I will respect the group vote on mandated break times outside the hours of an official operation.
No, sweetie, Ollie's not on a break. The guard is, if you know what I mean.
Ollie.
A break from consciousness.
I know.
That means he's passed out.
I know what it means.
Please, lady, you gotta let me go. I got this girl, you see, and I really love her, and she's got a kid on the way, and I ain't never been a dad before.
Don't you start, worm, or I'll hang you with your own intestines and make you eat your fingers one by one.
Yes, ma'am.
Although I formally respect your improvisational autonomy within an operation, I find I must ask, in my capacity as strategist, why, in the frozen corridors of hell, you've decided to render him unconscious.
Me? I didn't do anything wrong. He passed out.
Well, you've grown a bloody tree on him, haven't you? What was he supposed to do, bear fruit?
See, this is why I don't talk to her when she's like this.
Don't look at me, hun. I always make her angrier.
Don't you side with him, Quan Yi.
See? There she goes.
Perhaps I wouldn't need to use this tone if any of you would take the nuances of strategic operations seriously.
Psst. Whoa! Who the hell are you?
You seem to have fallen upon some misfortune, sir. Do you need help?
You gotta help me, I'm begging you. My name's Augustus of Anjanou, and I was on one of those, what do you call them? A journey to seek my fortune. Classic hero stuff, you know. When this crazy lady and her
Please,
friggin'
sir,
wizards...
we must be quickly, before the great beast returns. I am no fighter, but I am swift, and I can gather your allies in a flash. Where might I find them?
About time you asked. Up this road, there's a mountain, see? And somewhere on that mountain, there's supposed to be a cottage. But it ain't really a cottage. It's a secret door that leads to this big fort run by a former knight of the crown, if you can believe it. Real class act. You go get him and you say, Augustus
this
of Anjanou.
And it's a straight shot from that secret path?
No, you gotta turn left at the gold statue of Sir Pellinor. Like I said, he's classy. But most important, you need to tell Pellinor his new guard, Augustus, saved the delivery. It was my idea to save the true sight monocular, and the other guy was just gonna run, but I said...
Thanks.
Hey, I never said you could take... Is that... That ain't a tail.
Shh! I hear the roar of the King Tyrant Lizard approaching. You must be silent.
What roar? I didn't hear a roar.
Oh, but you will soon.
Well, now this one's unconscious. Excellent jobs all around, team. Truly an inspiring performance. And oh la la, you of all people.
But Caroline, I have managed to figure out...
And where is Angelo? The road is completely clear. If either one of these fools made it to the fort...
There is nowhere to run, villains, for Angelo the Strong has blocked off your only... I've come in late again, haven't I?
Your timepiece, Angelo. Wind it.
But I have, Caroline, and I have even taken extra caution. You told me that the watch unwinds with the passage of time, and so when I met with her this morning, I asked our fair witch to freeze it in time altogether.
Angelo!
Oh, la la! Ha, ha, ha! Oh, la la, you trickster! You scamp! You've taken to Caroline's lessons in deceptions well. But you won't fool Angelo with such a subtle change in form. Because as you are all aware...
Here we go again.
I have applied our training time equally to matters of the muscles and to honing that most important muscle of all, the brain.
Not a muscle.
And therefore, I can deduce that, well, as you had yet to turn 11 years old when last we saw each other, on the second year of our great journey together, not one but two winters previous, then at present you must be... Well, let me think. Begad, Zolala! You have entered the teen ages, haven't you?
I'm 13, Angelo.
Give or take a few thousand years. Oh, she grows up so fast, doesn't she?
13! Olala of the Garden of Graves, 13 years old. Oh, you're so big!
Well, with that distraction handled...
Oh, Angelo, it's all right. I've missed you too. And you've grown such a mighty beard.
Indeed I have.
I would remind you all that our operation is not complete.
I believe I could grow one mightier.
Even upon so small a face?
Especially so.
A mighty beard indeed.
The great Sir Pellinor will cower before our ferocious facial follicles.
Not if we can't find him. It could take months to locate another one of his shipping routes.
Perhaps we could ask Sir Pellinor himself for directions. His fortress is quite close, I hear. That man of most certainly wet himself told me it's up this mountain pass behind a secret path in the cottage with the left of the golden statue of Pellinor. Why don't we knock on the old knight's door and ask him where he lives ourselves?
Uh-oh.
Nice knowing you, La.
Very well done, Olala. The ability to modify your plan in the moment is the sign of a strong strategic mind, and you acted quickly and confidently.
Indeed. Why, I do only what occurs to me in the moment, if I can help it. And one day so shall you, young Olala.
No, she won't. Kuan Yi, Ale, check the guard's pockets and strip this one's clothing. We'll pawn any valuables for our dinner tonight.
He's just wearing rusty old armor, babe. We're not going to make any money selling his clothes.
We won't be selling them. I just find him irritating.
Oh, that makes sense. On it.
And in the meantime, Angelo?
I have procured us 4 rooms for the evening in the settlement nearby. It is called Gravel, and though I have been told Citadel Knights were stationed there several years ago, none currently remain. I checked myself.
And have you...
Ensured the beds are of highest quality? Of course! It is as you say. No operation should begin until we are at our finest. And we cannot be at our finest without a good night's sleep.
It's very good to see you, old friend.
I have missed you more than I can say. And how goes the hunt for Sir Galahad's cohorts? I have lain awake many a night, imagining what incredible adventures my ill-gotten gains must be funding for you all.
It's... Well... We'll discuss it later tonight. For now, could you...
Assist the others in looting the carriage? It would be my pleasure! Hello, Ale. How is your sword?
Nice to see you too, schoolboy. Mind giving me a hand?
Without delay!
Olala, a moment, if you would.
Yes, Caroline. Angelo seems the same as ever, doesn't he?
His mistake in timing aside, he's back in our rhythms already. I hope he was not too... No, at any rate. Olala, were the directions to Sir Pellinor's fort all that you received from that guard?
Directions were all you asked for, weren't they?
That was not my question, though you have given me an answer. Now give it to me.
Give what?
You can deceive our enemies, but do not for a moment think you may deceive me. Is that understood?
I was only just trying
to... Is that understood? Olala.
Here. This is what he was delivering. He called it the True Sight Monocular. Caroline, don't throw it!
The further it lies from us, the better. Its design was from the Wayward East, and it's therefore a risk we won't be taking.
But I was thinking that with Miss Kuan Yi's help, perhaps I could...
Perhaps you could go completely mad, yes. And what fun that would be. Even she fears the objects from that accursed place.
Perhaps I belong there, then. Everyone in the Northern Wilds fears me. They did in the Frost, too.
That's only because they don't know you. I feared you once, too, and since
then... How much
then,
do you know about the Wayward East? And how do you expect to overcome that fear if you never learn more?
That's entirely different. Nobody returns from the Mirrored Plains with their life and mind intact. Do you understand me? Not one person in 3,000 years. And if you think I'm going to put everyone in danger because you... Olala, why do I get the feeling this isn't really about the Wayward East?
It is. It's just... We've looked everywhere else. First we went south, then back to the wastes. And now we're near the Second Citadel again, and it feels... Sometimes it feels like I'll never find a home again.
Olala, we've discussed this before.
Nowhere will feel like home until you're safe. You always say that. But what if it never feels safe?
Don't exaggerate. Of course it will. As soon as we stop Galahad...
Nobody has seen in forever. Who's to say he's even alive?
And who's to say he hasn't been lying in wait? The old knights the queen invited back have their run of the Second Citadel now. Even if we killed Galahad that day, he won, Olala. The citadel he wanted has risen, and until we can ensure your safety...
And when will that be?
You listen to me, you ungrateful
you
little...
You keep saying that these old knights are all in league with him, and that they're such a danger, but when was the last time any one of them posed a threat to us?
Sir Bors?
He was a sad old man who thought I was his daughter.
and we were gone long before the Queen's knights arrived.
I am trying to protect you, and until you can protect yourself, you will do as I say.
And I'll never have a home again, and I'll spend the rest of my days stopping carriages for you to rob, and wouldn't you just love that?
Oh, la la, wait. Oh, la la! You will listen to me when I'm talking to you! Oh, la la!
No, that did not feel right either. First the punch to the solar plexus, then the throat. But the pose. My sisters never took this pose, did they?
Did I hear you talking to someone in there, Olala? Perhaps that tail of yours?
Angelo! I haven't spoken to tail in years. Imaginary friends are for children.
A vivid imagination you must have, then. Vivid enough that even I can see the scamp. How do you do, tail?
Angelo!
Ah, but I almost forgot. I have no time for pleasant greetings. I am angry with you, Olala. Why, I think I have decided that I am furious at the moment.
Oh, but I have done nothing wrong, Angelo. I swear it.
Nothing wrong? Shame, Olala. Is violating tradition nothing to you?
Tradition?
Begads, she's forgotten the very word. Tradition, Olala. Whenever I have returned from a trip away, what have you always said to me?
Angelo.
Friend Angelo, you would cry. Now you say it.
Friend Angelo.
Just so. And then you say, in your many travels.
In your many travels.
Did you perhaps have the time? And I think you know the rest.
Oh, Angelo, you shouldn't have.
Say it, say it.
Did you perhaps have the time to find a gift for a little changeling, oh brave warrior?
Ah, indeed I have.
A book. The 13 Blades of Francine the Fearless, Southern Swordsmith. Oh, it looks fantastic, Angelo. Thank you.
Of course. You didn't think I'd forgotten, did you?
No. I just thought, well, it's been so long, and I didn't want to assume you still... Thank you, Angelo. I will savor every page.
Well, I hope you will savor it quickly. It took many days of writing to reunite with you all, and so I hope you do not mind that I began to read that book myself. I find it truly thrilling, but Porthos hardly listens when I read aloud. Perhaps horses don't care for tales of grand adventure after all.
I believe horses do not care for any tales at all, Angelo, save the ones upon their bums.
The tales upon their... Witty as ever, I see. I should have expected no less from the wise young girl who taught me the art of reading.
Angelo, you taught me how to read.
The act, perhaps, but not the art. I always found it rather dull. Why sit with a book when one could be out on another adventure? But saints above, then you began to devour those tales with such speed, and I thought...
That a great book is an adventure?
Saints, no, it's a bundle of paper. How could that be an adventure? But there is quite a bit of downtime, even in the most exciting quest. Riding Porthos, some of the more repetitive duels, etc. And I see no reason why one could not do both simultaneously. And speaking of which, what is this volume open upon your bed? Your latest thrilling book?
No, Angelo, it's,
Cannibal Witches of Corpse Garden. Ugh. You are brave, Olala. I could not stomach so grisly a tale.
Neither can I. But it is the only book on the Garden of Graves I've been able to find.
The Garden of... Oh. Well, surely this information is not accurate.
Of course it isn't. My sisters never ate anyone, alive or dead. They would be sick if they saw what this Bertrand the Tolerant wrote about them. Sick.
I did not mean to imply
it was not
that...
Corpse Garden, whatever they call it in your second citadel. It was the Garden of Graves, and it was my home. And it was the home to thousands of wanderers who died before they could find a home for themselves. And yet the only words anyone ever wrote about them say they tore bodies with their teeth and hungered for the blood of the lost. They would never have desecrated the dead. And I cannot understand why a man who did not know them, from a kingdom they never set foot in, would desecrate them like this. I'm sorry, Angelo. I'm not angry with you. I'm only...
You are only angry with something too large to listen to your rage, and so you shout at someone who will listen. I know, Olala. And if you ever need someone quite large but not too large to shout at, I am at your service. I swear it.
Thank you. But how have you been, Angelo? I've missed you.
Oh, I have had a very productive career on the southern border this past year, Olala. Feast your eyes upon this! Aha!
Oh, what's this?
That, of course, is the reason I grew my beard. Gaze upon the visage of a wanted man, Olala. I'd say my days as a lawbringer are as far from me as they could get. Oh? And what's so funny?
Wanted. Angelo the Bloody, traitor to the crown, scourge of the southern border, approach with caution. And what's this face they have you making in this drawing, Angelo? It looks nothing like you.
I believe they call that a scowl.
Well, I would not recommend you take up scowling, then. You look ridiculous here. Like some sort of...
villain?
Oh, Angelo, I'm sorry.
Yes, well, one can only assume that the Queen agrees with you. And I earned the title well enough. Bounty hunting on the southern border is quite competitive.
And have you yet spoken to...
Ale? Why, of course!
And?
And... why don't we read some of that book I brought you, hmm? It may take some time. I recall finding the first word rather difficult.
The first word is the.
But the what? Vagueness in word choice is quite the conundrum.
Oh, Angelo, if you do not wish to tell me, I will do my best to survive such starvation, but please. I have waited so long and I must know, but Ale will never say.
Ale won't speak of it. Well, I wonder. You recall when I left for the southern border?
I do. Our rations were low and our equipment in poor condition. You and Ale left to make us some money, but Ale came back alone. He said your work needed a witch more than a duelist.
Then Lady Kuan Yi joined me for a time, and then I was alone. From the start of our quest together, when we set out from the Second Citadel for the last time, Ale was very clear that until he bested Galahad, he did not want to be distracted by affairs of the heart. His training regimen, is it still as rigorous?
There are nights he does not sleep, Angelo. Come morning, he's chopped too much firewood for us to carry. I think he grows the trees himself.
Does he still? That was my idea, you know. When we trained together, I told him... At any rate, I respected Ale's wishes, though it was difficult. Then Ale and I went to the southern border together. It's been years since our spark, I thought. I have grown past it now. And when we arrived and the inn had only one room, I thought... Well, we are comrades, aren't we? Like family, and brothers often share a bedroom.
Angelo!
It is not cause for excitement, I'm afraid. Though what I think you suspect did happen. On our first night, when we put out the light, and... In the darkness, one can dream with one's eyes open. He said that, I think. Or perhaps I did. It is difficult to remember. He was quite upset with himself the next day. We didn't speak for a week afterward. And eventually, when I asked him why...
But... why?
Well, he said that perhaps it would be best if we discussed it after our quest to slay Galahad was complete. By the month's end, he told me his plan to return to you and send Kuan Yi in his stead.
After we slay Galahad? Everyone seems to be saying that lately.
Well then... One must stay focused on the task at hand. We will simply have to locate and slay the fiend at our nearest opportunity.
I'm sorry, Angelo.
Oh, thank you, Olala. I think I needed that.
Oh,
something's fallen from your pocket. An odd metal, this, and one that looks strangely familiar.
Angelo, may I please have that back?
And this cloudy glass. No, crystal. Saint Aaron's arms, this crystal is pure. Not a blemish on it. And what does this engraving on the outer edge say? True sight monocular.
Angelo!
Oh! My apologies. I was so taken by the craftsmanship, I forgot my manners. Here you are. Where did you find such a specimen?
I... can't say.
Begats, is it cursed?
No, it's just... a secret. Please, Angelo, keep it secret. For me.
A secret? That you've taken up ocular accessories. Whatever for.
It's just... please don't tell Caroline.
Don't tell me what?
Ah, Caroline, we were just speaking of you.
I heard. If this is about tomorrow's operation...
No, not at all. It's about a very interesting discovery that Olala has made, in fact.
Angelo.
Oh?
Indeed. It seems my name begins with the final letter of her name, and vice versa. Isn't that fascinating, Caroline?
And this is interesting to you?
Well, what are the odds? After all...
I wasn't asking you, Angelo. Olala, is this really what you told him?
Of course I did. What do you think, that I'm always lying to you?
No, of course not. Olala, I only came to say...
I don't care!
Olala, wait,
Well, quite the rebel she's become.
Indeed.
If it helps at all, Caroline, children in the teen ages are famous for their rebellion. Why, at her age, I went through a phase where I kissed my mother's cheek only twice at bedtime. Only twice! Though she had given birth to me! I can hardly fathom such rudeness now.
Rudeness and rebellion. I wish that were all, Angelo. But lately I wonder... A problem for another day. There are still preparations to make for tomorrow. Come, shall I show you how to wind that timepiece? We may need it.
That depends, I think. Will you shout at me throughout?
That depends. Will you make me shout at you? Angelo.
By this timepiece, the guards have changed once per hour, Caroline. The next change will be upon us in 3, 2...
The doors to Pelennor's fortress. Just on time. Quan Yi, now.
You got it, Ping.
Quan Yi!
Sorry.
What's that? Did you see that?
Put them all to bed in 5 seconds flat. Not bad.
Oh, how sweet of you. Making them fall asleep is never the hard part. It's keeping them that way without my chimes stealing their dreams and turning them into empty husks that exist only to do my bidding. Oh, please, Caroline, please, please.
Never again. You said you would clean up after him, and did you?
No, never.
May we begin? If Pelennor is another doddering old fool, I would like to know it.
All right, Quan Yi, you are to maintain your concentration here. Ale, you'll protect her and watch the door.
I always get guard duty.
You always get outdoors duty, because that's where trees are. And because between you, Angelo, and myself, you're the most capable in a duel alone.
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to hear you say it.
I'm aware. Angelo, Olala, come with me.
Yes, Caroline.
Run faster, then.
That was very close.
But who could have closed the doors? Miss Quan Yi said that her magic should have put everyone inside the fortress to sleep.
Well, it seems Sir Pelennor the Prepared may pose more of a challenge than we thought. Tread carefully. Evidently, Pelennor has rather expensive tastes. This pottery is from the Wayward East, which means it's either from many years before the fall of the First Citadel... or someone died to get it.
Is the Wayward East truly so treacherous? Surely we could survive it.
Quan Yi has said the same. But wayward artifacts, powerful as they are, have a tendency to include some rather fine print.
Well put, Caroline. One must never forget the bepawed apes of the East, who, legend has it, possess the power to grant any wish. But each time they do, one of their fingers curls, never to extend again.
The thought stream has never harmed me. That was Tile's, but it came from the Wayward East.
It hasn't harmed you yet. But remember the bepawed apes, young one. Each wish is harmless enough, but woe betide the ape who wishes for his 10th banana and finds he has not a finger left with which to peel it.
That is surprisingly close to what an ape's paw actually does. But to your point, Olala, it is not only that wayward artifacts are dangerous... Your cards state where one must be, but never to what end. If it is your fate to die, the thought stream will guide you dutifully to your death. It is not malicious, only powerful. And power is always dangerous.
I suppose.
And the pottery isn't the end of it. Wayward instruments and books. If Pelennor is hoarding these in such great numbers, he must have a plan. He could stock a war with these.
A war under Galahad's command?
That is my worry.
Captain Absalon told tales of Sir Pellinor in battle, as I recall. The man was a force to be reckoned with, even without this hoard of his.
He sounds dangerous.
Oh, he is, little missy. He sure is.
Olala, down!
What?
Ooh, and they ducked my darts! That's pretty quick, ladies. But speed won't slip you out of this one.
Angelo, the ceiling is falling.
Not for long!
Strong, too! Well, now. Seems like you three are the ones I've been waiting for after all. Which means you must be the little half-beast freak, eh, missy?
Don't answer him. He's bluffing.
Bluffing? Sir Pellinor doesn't bluff, little lady. You bluff when you don't know what cards your opponent's holding. But I know every card you've got, and every card still on the deck, because I am the Crown Prince of Prep, the Strategist Supreme, the Baron of the Boast!
Did he just brag about his ability to brag?
I hear he was the greatest boaster of his time, much like Sir Damian.
Well, I'm not done.
You will be once I get my hands on you.
Oh, she's gonna get her hands on me, is she? Ex-captain of the guard thinks she's tough enough to rumble with the best of the best of the best.
Caroline, how does he know who we are?
Oh, I'll answer that one, missy. It's because you picked the wrong knight to mess with. Sir Pellinor the Preparian always knows. And here's news for you. You might as well give up now. You can't outthink the Planmaster, the Sultan of Smarts, the Trapped Man himself, because every little thing you've thought of, yes indeed, you can be sure that old Pellinor's thought of it twice.
Oh la la, the floor.
Ah! Oh la la!
And there she goes. Looks like Sir Pellinor still got that secret sauce, doesn't it? Well, I'll tell you something, outlaws, and you better listen good, because Pellinor the Preparer does not repeat himself. No, he does not. No, he does not.
Oh, just say it already.
I saw you, Zeros, coming from a mile away. That's right. I knew you'd be here days ago. So you might have come in expecting to take what's mine, but let me drop some truth on you, little losers. The only reason I let you in here is because I've got a use for you.
If you've enjoyed this tale, please consider donating to the Penumbra on Patreon. Our artists work tirelessly to bring you these stories, and if you have the means, we hope you will support our efforts. Every dollar helps. You can find that page at patreon.com/thepenumbrapodcast. If you support us on Patreon at the $10 level or higher, you'll receive access to commentary tracks like this one, with co-creator Harley Takagi Kaner and actors Melissa DeJesus and M. Sutherland.
I totally said stuff like I want to know so much more about what happened with Ale. Like, all of that. I want all of the details. Like, give me, like, I'm talking like I want moment by moment.
Like, just the nitty gritty.
Hands to each other. Like, I want all of it. And what else? Oh, just a lot of my comments are just like being another brain that like remembers stuff and like bringing up those contrasts between like the characters.
Did you know that the Penumbra has merchandise for sale? It's true. The Penumbra has partnered with DFTBA to bring you posters and apparel, as well as soundtracks for seasons 1 through 3 and videos of our live shows. Just go to dftba.com and search for the Penumbra podcast. We would like to give special thanks to all who support us on Patreon, but especially to Silent Interim, Jun Gishoku, Faith Williams, Kit McLaren, Aaron Ritson, Don't Stop Her Now, the patron named Holy Shoot, I Can't Believe That Worked, Okay, Now I, Kevin Vibert, Promise to Make Ale and Angelo Fall in Love in Season 4, Liv Allen, Alice the Time Lord, Noah, Aaron, In Memory of Spiral Opal, Elizabeth Dunn, Michael David Smith, Mick Mercury Stream Millionaire, Wow Kwan Yi, Your Mom Lets You Have Two Gender, Rachel Attaway, Beth Baratza, The Simp of the Second Citadel, Ollie Nexus, WPJB, Caroline Seidman, Buddy Arinko is the MILF None of Us Deserve, I canonized Butch Vicky in my published thesis, a sentient can of soda formerly known as Jay, Karen ZH, Puck Falco's quirky little hat collection, Red L, Genetic, NB Shaper, Minchowski, and Jamie Gunter for their incredibly generous contributions per episode. Thank you. This tale, The Perils of Pelennor, was told by the following people. Marge Dunn as Olala, Leslie Drescher as Caroline, Bob Musset as Sir Pelennor, M. Sutherland as Angelo, Melissa DeJesus as Quan Yi, Anjimily as Ale, Lydian Melicaro as Augustus of Anjanou, and Glenn Moore as Frank. The Penumbra is created and produced by Harley Takagi-Kaner and Kevin Vibert. If you wish to know more about our ever-expanding, infinitely creative team of artists, musicians, editors, designers, and managers, you can read about them in the show notes of this episode. I'm afraid that is our time for today, dear traveler. We hope you will join us again soon.
You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.